Blackstone Audio presents Patton, A Biography by Alan Axelrod. Dedication. For Anita, as always. Forward. The world has changed significantly since George Patton's day, as has warfare. The struggle for imperial dominance that led to World War I continued as Germany fought for recovery and revenge in World War II. But the advent of the atomic bomb marked the beginning of mutual deterrence between potential adversaries in the West and the Soviet Union. The risks of nuclear escalation were so daunting that the struggle for world dominance was carried on largely by subterfuge and proxy wars fought on the margins of Western civilization. But while there were no more world wars, the United States was engaged in action after action, some difficult and bloody, others marked by nuance and maneuver. Still, these were operations Patton would surely have recognized as his own. Forces with armored vehicles and air support often engaged in intense ground combat. Indeed, there were battles in Korea, the breakout from the Pusan perimeter, and in Vietnam, the incursion into Cambodia, that could have been lifted straight from Patton's playbook. American military interests in Korea, Vietnam, and during the 40-year Cold War were in many ways the legacy not just of Patton's generation, but rather of Patton himself. Patton's tactical vision for maneuver warfare suffused the post-World War II U.S. Army. His former subordinates and family kept alive not only his reputation, but also his principles and spirit. When the Army built its first post-war tank, it was named for Patton. And at many an Army post, there was a Patton Hall, a Patton Barracks, or a Patton Museum. The spirit of maneuver warfare and the use of combined arms, including air power, as taught by Patton, became hallmarks of Army warfighting doctrine. Patton's tough training regimen became the stuff of legend, with a whole generation of officers claiming to carry his torch. One of the Army's greatest chiefs of staff, he was best known.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?